Long before the appointed hour, the princess appeared from her tent with her secretary and maids, following close behind her, their arms full of her coats and silk dresses. Penrod had the motor cars standing by, the engines popping and rumbling. Leon offered the princess his hand as she stepped up into the first. She brushed his groin with her fingertips as she sat down, and dropped her voice so that only he could hear her. "Give my fond farewell to my big friend." "Thank you, ma'am. His head droops to think of you gone. Impudent boy." She pinched his tender flesh so viciously that he gasped and his eyes watered. "Do not be familiar. You must remember your place." "Please forgive my presumption, Your Royal Highness. I'm desolate. But tell me, what shall I do with all the equipment you are leaving? The furniture, the rifles and champagne? Shall I pack it and forward it to you?" "Nein, I do not want it. You can keep it. Or burn it." "You are very generous. But will you ever return to hunt with me?"
"Never," she said vehemently. "Rabies? No, thank you."
"Will you send your friends to hunt with me, princess?"
"Only the ones I truly hate."
She saw his expression and relented slightly.
"But do not worry, Courtney. The friends I truly hate are more numerous than the ones I truly like."
She turned to Penrod in the seat behind her.
"Tell your driver to take me away from this dreadful rabies-infested place."
"Auf Wiedersehen, princess." Leon doffed his hat and waved. But she did not bother to turn as the vehicles bumped away along the rutted track.